Tonight's title is The Apple of His Eye. We've all heard that expression. Speaking of a child who sat by a parent and received the child as the apple of his father's eye. In verse 11, you do no wrong. For this is really in the Bible. It immediately in the 39th chapter of the book of John, or the section of Zechariah. And God comes to Jacob in a letter, in a howling wind of the earth. He makes the wind. He carried it away and kept it as the apple of his eye. Apple of the eye means the people of the eye. A very present indeed. But the word apple means the little lamb. Referring to the reflected image of the one who beholds himself in the eye of his God. So he comes in and checks as the apple of the eye. When God would see what a boy looked like, when he was clothed, it was a very good eye, and he was an image, and the size of that great man in our age. So the fellow comes to the Jesus says, he is the poor, as well as the Lord Jesus. For three times, he is the small, but in the eye of the angel, and it may not be wrong, but it may have come to the center. And he will come out of the fire, if you are being exempt, your friend is the one, if they come to the center. So here we have in this simple little thing, God's prayer is one of the power to deal with his ministry. Because we have no idea of that. He's able to make it.